You're listening to a journalism.co.uk podcast. The headlines this week. A freelance journalist who reported from Iraq for international news outlets including Reuters and CNN has been killed. The Standards and Privileges Committee concludes that hacking of phones of MPs could amount to contempt of Parliament following an inquiry into the matter. And News Corporation announces the promotion of James Murdoch to Deputy Chief Operating Officer with a relocation to New York. It's Friday the 1st of April. I'm Rachel McCathy and here are the top news stories this week from journalism.co.uk. A freelance journalist who reported from Iraq for Reuters and CNN has been killed in an attack on a local government building, it was reported this week. Reuters claimed that Sabah Albazi, who had been contributing to the news agency from Iraq since 2004, suffered shrapnel wounds in an explosion in Tikrit on Tuesday. He was reportedly one of more than 50 people killed when the building was attacked. In a tribute article, his Reuters colleagues described him as having boundless energy, while fellow staff at CNN said he was a brave journalist whose courage and skills made him one of the best local reporters in the deadliest war for journalists since World War II. Hacking the phones of MPs could amount to contempt of Parliament, according to an inquiry report by the Select Committee on Standards and Privileges. The committee carried out an inquiry into the matter following a referral by the House of Commons in September last year. As part of the inquiry, evidence was sought from the Clerk of the House and outside experts on parliamentary law. In the report concluding the inquiry, the committee said that a specific act of hacking could potentially be a contempt if it can be shown to have interfered with the work of the House or to have impeded or obstructed an MP from taking part in such work. The committee also proposes that a draft privileges bill, due to be published by the government in the present session of Parliament, should include a definition of contempt of Parliament and should also codify Parliament's powers to impose sanctions, including a power for the House of Commons to fine. But the report adds that there should be no special provision made in law to provide MPs or Parliament with remedies for phone hacking through the courts that are not available to other victims. News Corporation has promoted James Murdoch to Deputy Chief Operating Officer and Chairman and Chief Executive for International, a newly created role which will see him relocate to New York. In an announcement this week, News Corp said this will see him collaborating with other senior staff at the company, which is run by his father Rupert Murdoch, to develop and execute strategies and plans for business growth. In his new role, he'll report to News Corporation Deputy Chairman, President and Chief Operating Officer Chase Carey and will also reportedly work closely with his father, who's Chairman and Chief Executive Officer. In his new role, Rupert Murdoch's son will maintain his responsibilities for the company's operations in Europe and Asia. Parliament has passed new guidelines which state local authorities should publish a maximum of 4 council-produced newspapers a year. The Code of Recommended Practice on Local Authority Publicity, of which there's no legal obligation for councils to follow, was originally put forward in September by Secretary of State for Communities and Local Government, Eric Pickles. The Code of Practice also seeks to toughen up the rules on the use of lobbyists by local authorities. While councils are not legally obliged to follow the revised code, they do have an obligation to have regard to it, Baroness Hannam said when she introduced the code to the House of Lords. Justice Secretary Kenneth Clark announced new proposals to crack down on success fees charged by law firms in a no-win, no-fee case this week. Under UK law, no-win, no-fee agreements, also known as conditional fee agreements or CFAs, have allowed law firms to charge success bonuses of up to 100% of base rates. Under the proposed reforms, success fees would be limited to 25% of the damages awarded in a case, and law firms would also be forced to recoup success fees from the damages awarded to claimants, rather than from losing defendants. The proposals also include raising the maximum value of claims dealt with by small claims courts from £5,000 to £15,000 and limiting the High Court to claims of £100,000 or more. And there's just over a week left to buy early bird tickets at a discounted rate for journalism.co.uk's 4th digital media conference, News Rewired Noise to Signal. The one-day event is for journalists and communications professionals who want to learn more about the latest tools and strategies to filter large data sets, social networks and audience metrics into a clear signal for both the editorial and business side of the news industry. Find out more and buy tickets at www.newsrewired.com. For more on all the stories featured in this podcast and other news, visit journalism.co.uk.